Welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History Through the Pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday, October the 23rd. And here once again, down in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre under the Gawler Civic Centre with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, fire at the Gawler Brewery.
Ooh.
The neighbourhood of Messrs Fotheringham's well-known brewery at the South Bridge was thrown into consternation at daybreak yesterday by the breaking out of a fire originated in the malt kiln. The alarm of the fire presently brought together a number of neighbours and townsmen whose zealous help prevented the conflagration from extending to the malt room and brewery. The kiln, with what grain was in it, was reduced to ashes. A small hand fire engine proved of some use in throwing a jet of water onto the shingles of the adjacent malt store. And most fortunately, the wind was not from the north, or serious damage might have befallen the establishment. The fire was supposed to have been caused by a gust of wind having blown some embers of the kiln onto the woodwork, although everything appeared to be left as secure as usual the previous evening. So just if anyone reading this will note there's some missing letters in some of the words, and that's obviously some transcription errors there that I glossed over in my reading.
Love them.
Yeah. But once again, this is, you know, another industrial accident in the centre of town.
Yeah.
Just
by the
bridge.
And brewery, you can imagine how a brewery would explode.
Literally with
the liquor.
Yes. So centre of town was a dangerous place back then with all the industry because it was all concentrated around Main Street.
Yeah, well, that's where they built. They said, right, we'll have a factory here and a few people live there and they'll commute, and then the town grew.
Well, most people would probably walk home quite often for lunch too.
Lunch
would be something.
Oh, that'd be ideal, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay. 100 years ago, glorious rains. September was a godsend to the agricultural community, as following a dry August, it came in with good rains on its black and leaden skies, which allowed the crops to come along and the feed to grow without the soil being dried up. October has been doubly blessed in that it has brought forth really good rains, and with the warm air, the crops have made splendid progress. And every gallon has been useful to the end of establishing a good harvest, just at the time when wheat is so precious. It looks at the present moment as if we can hardly help having a glorious year and unbounded prosperity all round. The rains this week in the pastoral area were glorious. It was glorious. We get that. It's been very dry this year.
Yes, I think that's just rubbing it in, isn't it?
I think so. Sorry, that was a loud laugh.
I think a lot of crops have failed, and I noticed they've already harvested, probably because
their harvest will be well over before Christmas. Very sad.
Yes. So, 50 years ago, 7 district councils planned protest march. Several local councils may close for the day to march on Parliament House if the government does not withdraw the controversial Land Government Act Amendment Bill. The bill proposes sweeping changes in local government areas in the state and cuts the number of councils from 137 to 88. Details of the march were discussed by representatives from Angaston, Barossa, Freeling, Kapunda, Mudlarriver, Tanunda and Truro councils at a meeting last week. Well, it didn't achieve anything.
No, that was the 1974 amalgamations, wasn't it? And then we had the ones in about 98, a whole heap more of amalgamations. Yes, so it didn't.
No, they all went ahead.
Disappeared.
And I can see why. It probably makes sense for them to have
them. There's an economy of scale in and having them like cover a larger area, but sometimes the areas get too large.
Yes.
And I know that if our council area amalgamated or was carved up, we would be the end of the world for wherever we were carved off to.
Yes.
Because we're in such a little corner where we are, north of the Gawler River, up against the coast. It's just a little bit of nobody wants this type of area.
Yes, and if it's not a high rates area, then you just get overlooked.
Well, it is starting to get higher rates, but of course it's in the southern part, which would, naturally join with Virginia. But then we would be part of Playford, which is a mega council. And yes. you can imagine people saying, you know, two wills. Why have we got two wills? Because yes. it's way out in the countryside.
But also, it means that local people can't actually attend council easily. It's a major disincentive when you've got a large distance to travel.
And we've got to cross the expressway, which is a huge barrier.
Mm. It's
a big barrier to a lot of people, that expressway.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, even for Virginia people, there to get to Elizabeth and Playford, Greater Playford, they're sort of out on a limb there. They'd be better if they'd actually joined with two wills, but that won't ever happen.
It's also
huge rates in Rivoli.
Yeah, psychological barrier as well.
Yeah.
Expressways tend to create psychological barriers.
Yeah.
And when they're built through cities, they actually change the nature of
they do.
The
neighbourhoods. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually not for the better.
Yeah.
They create ghettoisation.
Yeah.
Major cause of ghettoisation.
Them's and us's.
Yeah. Their side and our side.
Yeah. So, 25 years ago, council call on Woolies. Gawler Council has taken the unprecedented step of asking one of its own elected members not to stand in the way of Gawler's proposed Woolworths development. Council has unanimously voted to call on Councillor Mike Johnson to use his best endeavours to lawfully influence companies he is associated with to accept the decisions of the Development Assessment Commission and not institute legal or other action which would cause further delay and thus jeopardise the success of the development.
That was all over Foodland.
Yeah, protesting. Foodland, yeah.
Didn't want the competition.
Oh, no. I mean, he's still there.
It's
Drake's now, isn't it? Is it Drake's?
Yes, Drake's now.
Yeah, so Foodland got out. We've still got Foodland around, haven't we?
I think Foodland became Drake's, didn't it? I think it's the same company.
Oh, is it? Foodland, Drake's.
I think they just combined.
Right, I might be getting mixed up with IGA.
I get confused because they all seem to be the same or interrelated.
Yeah, well, they're all South Australian companies,
yes,
really.
Yeah. But I do remember that when that was an issue.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we wanted Big W more than Woolworths. Just having a general sort of Bigs. Store where you could buy.
Yeah, and then Target moved in. But, of course, that's been a bit
it's
of a failure.
It's better now. Because,
is it?
Yeah, I think more and more people are being drawn down there with the fruit shop and the gym and... So there's a lot more traffic.
Oh, is there? Yeah.
Okay, I'll move on to 10 years ago. Vandalism spree hurts. Senseless acts of vandalism at the Gawler Showgrounds precinct have culminated in the cancellation of two racing meets, costing the Gawler Greyhound Club $16,000. The latest attack saw vandals break into a storage shed on the weekend, damaging the Greyhound Club's tractor and water cart by severing wires and making off with an air compressor. The damage to the tractor and water cart meant the club was unable to water and prepare the track for racing, forcing a cancellation of two scheduled meets.
Why do people do that?
It's just so stupid.
I don't get thievery. I don't get vandalism.
No.
Unless I, of course, I was vandalising someone I hated, but, you know, I wouldn't even do that.
No. No, it just seems so.
That's crazy stuff.
Oh, and I noticed the village fair is coming up this...
Yeah, that's
2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks' time. Yes, yeah, so it's all happening. It's a bolt towards Christmas. Yeah, so anyway, that's it for this week, and we'll be back next week.
Until then, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette. Enjoy your week.
You too. For all light signs.